For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. The first woman to lead Connecticut House Republicans says she will not be running for re-election in November. Minority Leader Themis Claridis will be ending a 22-year run as the representative of the 114th District. Representative Claridis joins me now. And the question I have first is, why now?
There's no perfect time to do anything like this. It's been something I've been thinking about for the past few months. And then this pandemic hit, and we've all been homebound and not in session. And this is the time of the year when we're all together 20 hours a day, usually 7 days a week. And so the past couple of weeks, I've kind of been trying to decide when the right time to tell everybody is. But part of my problem was I had to make the decision in my own mind that it was the right time. And I can't really tell you why. I think you just have a feeling when you know that you've done as much as you can do and it's time to think about what's next.
Is it pure coincidence that you and Len Fasano have chosen, he stepped down about a month ago and now you're stepping down. Is the timing of that just pure coincidence?
Pure coincidence. You know, it's interesting because you hear rumors every 2 years that so-and-so may not run again and so-and-so may not run again. And I know he's considered it before. And I know he struggled with it again this time. But, I mean, if you hear the things that he has said in regards to why he chose this time, I think it's similar to me. It's similar to the speaker in the sense that this is technically a part-time job, but it's actually two full-time jobs. And because as leader, you spend, I would say, a minimum of 60 hours a week, more when we're actually in session. I mean, this is a 24/7, 365-day-a-year job. And it takes a toll on your family, on your real jobs, you know, on your personal life. And at a certain point, you know, that balancing act doesn't work so well anymore. And you could still continue doing it, but, you know, at what cost?
You talked about the grind that this job is. So is this a more permanent situation where you shave off one of your jobs and live a more normal life, or is this just a respite before you run for governor?
Well, I will say this. I can't promise you many things. I don't think any of us can see into the future for a lot of us, but I do know that this is not the end of my public service, and I'm going to spend from now until November continuing to represent the 114th district, be the leader of this great House Republican caucus, run campaigns through the summer and the fall, depending on what those actually look like after all this is said and done. And then during that time, I'm going to decide, you know, what's next for me. But public service is still in my blood, and I still think that this is not the end of public service for me. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. I hear that. We like to hear that type of talk in broadcasting. So let's talk about some news of the day. The legislature has decided not to reconvene before May 6th. What do you think of that decision?
I don't think it's a surprise at this point that we're not going back into session, because remember, this is a short session year. So our regular session adjournment day is May 6th. It's only 2 weeks from tomorrow. The question is going to be, what is it when that time has come and gone that we actually have to go into session for? I think we're trying to figure out what that looks like now. I mean, you have, just as an example, a conveyance bill to see where different pieces of property get conveyed to different places from the state to towns, cities, et cetera, and so forth. And at some point when it's safe to go into session, I'm sure we will be in special session to do some of the work that must be done in person. But obviously, for right now, that's not something that's even close to being a plan.
Well, the governor came out yesterday and said that one of his plans for November, he really wants to get voting by mail in place, which I imagine could not be done unilaterally. And he would need a session. He would need to confer and deliberate with all of you to get that done. What is your thought on that? Is that something you guys will tackle? And what is your thought on that in general?
But we are nowhere near close to even having to discuss that. I mean, when we originally back in March had to tackle the issue of what are we going to do about the April presidential primaries, which were, you know, supposed to be next week. You know, this whole conversation about mail-in ballots, et cetera, and, you know, that shouldn't have been the conversation. I mean, it should have been part of it, no question, but the real answer was, let's just postpone until June, you know, which was the safest solution. And we did that, you know, and then Senator Sanders got out of the race and it became a non-issue really on the Democrat side. And it's really a non-issue on the Republican side. So we have to take these issues as they come.
It's a non-issue for the primaries, not for the general, you would think.
Right. Exactly. But the reality is that's November. And there is no reason today, April 21st, 2020, that we should be discussing the possibility of what's going to go on in November when we are nowhere near. We don't even know what's going to happen in 2 weeks in this state as far as this virus and when we can potentially start to open up in regard, you know, as long as it's safe to do so. So everybody needs to just put on the brakes, which we all agreed to last week, and take these things, issues one thing at a time.
Representative Themis Claridis, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.